This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Vayera, Perak Yotes, Pasuk Chav Zayin. A very interesting Pasuk. Vayashkem Abraham Baboikar. Abraham wakes up in the morning, El Hamakoyim, to the place Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem. To the place that he stood when he prayed before Hashem. So the Gemara in Brachos Vav Amad Beis says, Amar Rab Chelboi, Amar Rab Huna, Kol HaKoyveya, Makom Letfilasai, Elikei Abraham Be'ezrai. Anyone who establishes a set place to daven, the God of Abraham will be at his assistance. The Gemara derives from this Pasuk that one should be Koyveya Makom Letfilasai. By the way, the Poskim say that means one should have a set shul that they daven in, and in a shul, they should have a set place that they daven in. And likewise, even if they're davening in their home for whatever reason, they should have a set place in their house so that when they daven, they pray in that place. And the Gemara says, Uchshemes, when such a person dies, they say about him, Hai Anav, Hai Chassid. They say that this person was a humble person. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to know, what is the connection between humility and establishing a place to daven? So he says, Bederach Tzachos, and this is a very important lesson in life in general. He says, why is it, you know, many people float around from shul to shul. One year they daven in this shul, another year they daven in a different shul. And you have some people, they just stay in the same place for decades and decades. Now, obviously, there are different circumstances and different situations in life, but in general, why are some people always on the move? And says Rav Tzvi Pesach, many people, after being in a certain place for a certain amount of time, it's inevitable. Someone will say something to them, maybe the rabbi, maybe the gabbai, maybe someone next to them, and they have a perceived insult, and they say, that's it, they're baroigas, I'm out of here, I'm going somewhere else. And inevitably, that will happen in the next place, and the person is constantly on the move because he's always so makbid about his kavod and his esteem, and he's always being insulted by this, by that. Things are always happening that anger him. But an anav, he's able to stick it out in one place for a long time. He doesn't take these things to heart. He doesn't pay attention to them. They don't bother him. So if someone is able to remain in the same place for an extended period of time, that's a sign of humility. And therefore, when such a person passes on, they say, Hai anav. And this is an important lesson in life in general. People always want to change. I want a different this, I want a different that, I have to move, I have to change my circumstance. Usually that's a result of gaiva, where a person's not satisfied with their particular lot. The anav is able to be koveya makam letfilasoi, koveya mishpachtoi, koveya all of his circumstances in life, he's able to slide with the punches and accept and say, Komanda Ovid Rachmana Latav Ovid, whatever the Ibn Sham gives out to us is for our benefit, is for our success, and is for our well-being. Ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.